All right, we'll continue our media availabilities with our crew chief, Derek Finley. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. Who would like to begin? We'll come down here to John and then go to Jordan.
John, we fan buzz. I am curious, with all of the extra caution laps after perfect. You know where I'm going with this. I was curious, was there ever a thought to come down and pit, especially after, you know, Shane stopped for four tires and fuel because they were close to running out?
Yeah, there was. The problem. Can you hear me? I don't hear you.
I can hear you, but that's definitely not on.
Yeah, there was a lot of concern, actually. We did not see the caution being 10 laps or whatever it ended up being. You know, we thought it was going to be four or five laps like a normal caution, and sure, we were getting nervous. The problem was if we came down later, we'd already given up all that track position to those guys who pitted right away. So, you know, it was just Ryan did a great job saving under caution, shutting the car off and coasting and doing all the stuff you do to save my fuel, and we made it.
Nice follow-up. I'm curious, what is it about your team that works so well from that fiery personality side? Because when you have the damage at the end of stage one, it's easy to say, oh, you guys are out of it. But obviously you kept fighting back, got the huge points in stage two, and then were there at the end when you needed to be.
The one thing our 60 team has from top to bottom is a lot of grit. I mean, we don't give up. We fight until the bitter end. We don't care if we're running 30th, we're going to fight and we're going to get a 10th place out of the car. We fight. And that's just our the way we are. You know, I played sports my whole life. I played football through college. And then, obviously, as soon as I was out of college, I came out here. So I've competed my whole life. And it's just – it's in my nature. And the guys around me are the same way, every one of them. And Ryan is too, obviously. Ryan has a lot of fight. So that's a good thing.
We'll go over to Jordan and then come down here to Zach.
Sorry. Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Kind of following up on John's question, when you have a driver who says the things that Ryan says on the radio to kind of like galvanize the team and basically say, hey, I'm putting this on my back and I'm going to carry you forward, does that – I mean, it's great to hear that. You want to hear that.
Yes.
But does it actually have any effect on the team tangibly?
You know, it does. I mean, when you have – you know, coming from a sports background and then racing for the past 30 years of my life, when you have your quarterback and your coach – and you know they've got your back, then, yeah, you play harder, and you get that confidence, and you believe, and you learn to believe in each other. And when that happens, you know, anything can happen. We called it before this. We said we're going to go out, we're going to try to win every stage, lead every lap, and win the race. And the guys believed it, and we believed it. And I believe that helps bring something like this, you know, to fruition.
We'll come down here to Zach. And then we'll go in the back to Wyatt.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Wanted to flash back to into stage one. What's, you know, when your car winds up going through the tribal grass and SVG wins the stage. I mean, what's going through your head at that point?
You know, we stepped into the race and we said it. We told Danielle, we said, you know, we don't care what happens with the 97. We're racing our race. We know what we have to do. You know, we still got – 7th place in the first stage, eighth place, something like that. I don't know. I was worried about damage. But and the car was still basically in one piece. So when we saw the car, we said, hey, we're not out of it. Let's fix this thing. We're going to get aggressive. We're gonna fire before we should be able to make it on fuel. And he did, and he made it on fuel and ended up getting second. You know, once we got that second place, I think the 97 finished 9th, and we evened the points out, we're like, okay. Here it goes. We got to win it. And so yeah, of course, when it happens, you're like, oh, no. But it's our group, right? We said, hey, we're not out of this. And that was the attitude we took.
We'll go to Wyatt and then to Dustin.
Wyatt Thompson with UNF Spinnaker Radio. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on getting the win. I want to talk about that final lap when that caution came out on that final lap. From my vantage point on the broadcast, it looked like Priest and Suarez were kind of side by side for the win. Were you nervous that maybe Suarez had, you know, gotten the edge over Priest, or what were your thoughts on, you know, just that whole final lap?
I did not believe he got the edge, but I might be partial. I'll be honest. We knew – I never crossed my mind that anyone passed him. They should have thrown the caution seconds before they did. So, in my mind, we'd won the race already. So it was over. I guess I need to watch the replay. I don't know how close it was. Also, I believe NASCAR always goes to their scoring loops, right, which are behind when the caution actually flies. So that works, obviously, in your favor if you're leading at the point when the caution does fly or tied at that point or whatever.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Albino, J-Ski. Derek, you've been crew chiefing in the Cup Series since 2003, and this is your first win. How meaningful is that?
Oh, it's super meaningful. I've been off and on crew chief. I never try to be crew chief. I always end up being crew chief. I've won several races as a director, whether it be director of operations or competition director for Cup teams, but never as a crew chief. So something like this is awesome, and to do it in the style and the fashion that we did, coming in 31 points down and coming out, I don't know how many up, but in the chase. Man, it means all, and obviously Daytona, you know, the mecca of NASCAR and motorsports pretty much as a whole. It's awesome. Thank you.
We'll come down here to Holly.
Thank you. Congratulations, Holly Kane, with the NASCAR Wire Service. When you hear Ryan be as positive, confident, and really egging you guys on, that's got to feel good as a crew chief, because he was really, really doing that this evening. Yeah. And does it affect the team like it would seem it does?
I mean, it certainly does, you know. I mean, you got to realize our pit crew, they're all athletes, right? I'm an ex-athlete. Anyway, we all respond to that type of behavior, you know. So when Ryan gets fiery or gives us that positive speech, we all jump on that. We're trained. We're used to getting halftime speeches, you know. So yeah, we're like, yeah, let's go. You know, we're ready to break through a wall here. I mean, him being that way, you know, it motivates the whole team, and he's an awesome leader for us.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? All right. Congratulations, and thank you for your time tonight.
All right. Thank you.